Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, love. How are you all today? This is Rosalie with Blog Talk Radio, giving you the best of my love. I want to thank God on today for such an auspicious event and a wonderful day. I thank him for his divine love and his special purpose as to why he is and we are. And in the unity of this truth, we're just that one. We're unified. And we are designed to fulfill that which we have been sent here to do. And I want to thank God on today for the power of his love toward us. And I want to thank him on today for you and for all of those of you who are listening. I hope and I believe by faith today that God will restore and replenish you in your hearing and bring to your heart this day understanding. May he lay you wide open, even in the presence of the sound of my voice. May the Spirit of the living God lead and guide and direct me. I follow as he lead with his truth. I want to talk to you today about a word that God has given me. And he told me to share this truth and to enlighten you with an understanding to cause you to come into a place of preparation for what this truth is. God gave me a word out of the book of Joel. The name of Joel means Jehovah is God, and Joel was one of God's prophets that spoke his truth. He prophetically spoke truth concerning the ways and the move of God as high priest and as king. And during this particular reign of time, he was speaking warnings to the people that they might prepare their hearts to get right with the judgment of God that he would bring to confront every heart of every man. And the scripture that he has given me is Joel 2 in the first chapter. And the word of the Lord reads, "Blow ye the trumpet of Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand." And when we hear "nigh at hand," we know that anything that is at hand is your hand is at your wrist, is connected to your arm. And so it means it's right at you. And so the warning always comes because what warning does is warning prepares you, brings you to a place of preparation that you might hear. A warning comes to get your attention. It wants to speak to you. It wants to speak to you with a intention to get your attention. So he's saying, sound the alarm. An alarm is an awareness of something that is to come. It's an awareness of maybe danger, fear, apprehension, or distress. To sound the alarm can also bring a panic to people or an unease and nervousness. And it's sometimes a disturbance, and it brings you to a place to be scared or to be fearful, as I said before. And so Joel is speaking, which his name means Jehovah is God. And God is speaking through the servant Joel. He's speaking to us in this 21st century. He's speaking to us in the 2015 of September, telling us to sound the alarm. And I am the voice to be the alarm as a prophetic voice of truth to share with you what is God saying today, what is God saying in this hour. And God wants us to be prepared for that which is to come. And he is coming as all King of Kings and all Lord of Lords. He is in rulership over all things. And he's saying to us, blow what? Blow the trumpet. To blow something is a form of creating wind. It's moving a wind or an air in a current. So when he's saying blow, he's telling us to blast or to roar a rush or a storm. That is something that is coming. Is when we begin to put a pressure towards something, we create evidence of the blowing, it's going to give back a certain sound when you blow. When we blow, we create something to move or to travel. It's air that is perceived to sin. So out of that, that means when I'm speaking, the breath of God, the ruach of God is pushing out through my being, which is breath God in me. So I am the trumpet. And it says, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound a alarm. I'm sounding to you an alarm. Where Joel is speaking, God is speaking in this hour to us to make preparation, for the presence of God is going to visit humanity. He's going to visit. It says, let all of the inhabitants of the land tremble. Blow the horn. Make a sound. Blow the trumpet. And when you think about a trumpet is a brass instrument that is used to, they used to blow the trumpet, and it was used to make a proclaim. It was to proclaim or to declare or to shout or to make an announcement. So that meant it was nice and loud to get the people's attention. And so whenever we going on about our way, and all of a sudden, a sound is shouted out in the atmosphere, the hemisphere, the celestial sphere. You know, it gets our attention. And he is saying, listen, I want you to blow you the trumpet in Zion, my people. Okay? And I want you to make a sound with these words that I'm giving you today as an alarm in my holy mountain for my high place, spirit of my high place in the mountain. Then he says, let all, A-L-L, all means everyone included. Let all the inhabitants. And so who is the inhabitants? The inhabitants is the person or the animals that occupy the space. He's talking about anyone that holds up a residence or occupancy or a dweller. Those are all of his people in the L-A-N-D, land. You possess position and power in the land. You're a resident of that region. You're in that. You're the original man or inhabitant or humanity that possess a position in the land. God is talking to you, and He wants us to be able to understand that this warning sounds, the alarm is, I'm coming, and I want you to be made ready. I want you to make preparation, and the preparation that God wants us to make ready to the inhabitants of all the land. He said the land is going to tremble. God wants us to make ready. The making ready is within your heart, okay? I had a dream, and when I woke up, and I could hear singing Joy to the World, for the Lord has come, and it was in July. That was like over 12 years ago, and it was sounding an alarm that was singing out of my spirit. It was saying, joy to the world, you know, with exuberance and with excitement. It was a sound of the alarm. It was making proclaim and making an announcement. And even as I be the trumpet of fruitful lips of God to spill over to your mind and to your heart and your spirit to make ready for the presence of the coming of the Lord, it says at hand. That means it's near us. Anything is at hand is right at you. And so he is warning here to make ready, for it is at hand. What is at hand? The Spirit of God's presence that is coming to step up in your life. God is coming to judge the heart of man. Joy to the world, the Lord is coming. It says, let earth receive her king. Over here, Joel is talking about the land. It's saying, let earth receive her king. Let earth, the land, receive her king. And then it says, let every heart prepare him room. Let every heart make ready. I am the alarm. I'm sending the warning. And the warning is telling you to let every heart prepare him room. Who is those who are to prepare him room? It says right here in the scripture, let all inhabitants of the land. Those persons or people who is occupying space. You're occupying space in the land. You're occupant, dweller. You're resident of this land. You're here in the earth. While you're in the earth, God wants to deal spiritually with what's in the heart. And so the things that are in your heart, need to be purified. Why? The alarmist sounding. It's a warning. And it's the alarmist it as an anxious anxious awareness of danger. Something is approaching. He's coming with dominion and power and authority. And we can turn our head and we can turn our heart from the alarm that is speaking and warning to you right now as my prophetic voice is speaking, well, thus saith the Lord, to whomsoever is listening. And it's for the whosoever will, let them obey what the Spirit of God is saying. You need to make ready, and you need to do it quickly, expediently. You need to do it in a hurry to clear your heart and allow the waters of forgiveness to wash and cleanse you and purify you in your soul. You need to erase those things. So when the Spirit of God's visitation comes, he will visit the heart. Can he sit on the throne of your heart without bitterness, without judgment and forgiveness? Can he send out his warning to you today and that you won't harden your heart and rebel and become defiant or disobedient or hard-headed? He's speaking, and he's speaking in volumes, and he is speaking as Jehovah God. He's coming even as Joel's name means Jehovah God. And guess what? This description that I'm giving to you is his real truth. Whenever you hear anything and any word that is being spoken, always remember to go to the Spirit of the living God and ask that question. Father, are these things true? Are the things that Rosalie speaking, are these your words? Are these your truths? Are you saying to her to blow ye the trumpet of Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain, in my high place, in the spirit of my truth? Are you saying let all the inhabitants, let all those who take up dwelling and occupy in the space where we are in this earth as humanity, let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. Let them tremble. Let them take reverence to a shaking, involuntarily shaking, or a quiver or jerking. There's a movement that's coming, and it's going to come to shake everything that is not deeply rooted. I'm talking about ground, deeply grounded and rooted in the spirit of truth as a true believer that you live according to the word and the will. And if you don't know what to do, the words here are not to make you afraid, but it's make you to prepare. It's for you today to get your house in order from within. Go within your high mountain in your spirit, in the high place of God. Go in that place and be restored and healed. Remove all of the things that you know don't serve you any longer. There are many things in our life, beloved, that we are holding to and don't serve us. And it doesn't serve God's people, nor does it serve God. We hold things for 20, 30, 40 years. When people open their mouth and begin to talk, they're always talking from the past. They're always talking about what somebody said, and I remember when he did, and I remember when I said, I used to be that type of person. I used to hold to things that didn't serve me. At the end of the day, it created sickness and diseases. It brought me into a very uncomfortable place. It brought me to a place of judgment. And so I had to be delivered and healed from those things that was truly holding me hostage. It's time to blow the trumpet, and blow the trumpet in you, Zion. Speak to you, talk to you, declare you. You sound the alarm to your own self. Let your spirit speak to the part of you that is ruling, the part of you that won't be submissive, the part of you that won't let go of the old so that the new may come. And that's what God want to do. He want to bring us to a place that he can remove the old, that he can remove the old wineskins, because you can't pour new wine in old wineskins. At least it bursts, and you lose the blessings and the anointing of God's power and love to why you are. And so sounding this alarm, bringing you into a place that you will be disturbed. Let this word disturb you and move you to a place that make you want to do something from within. Even in your natural, you need to provide water and foods and personals for your home, for you individually or you as a family. There are things you need to take care of now. That the presence of the Spirit of God is saying, tell my people to sound the alarm and make ready. He's not going to go out and buy your food and your water for you, for your medicines, but he will provide what you have need of. Don't lay back and just do nothing. But he's saying, sound the alarm. In other words, he's saying, make ready and to make preparation, prepare. Pre means, you know, to go before and do a thing. So this is the time to approach this moment, even as the word of God is speaking to you, as he's blowing, as he is given to you. He's sending. When we blow, he is sending. He's causing something to proceed or to travel, a current air that is making unto us aware of sound that is going to cause me to get up off or maybe do nothing, or cause me not to believe or to hesitate. And say, you know, what are these things that she's speaking? Don't let the spirit of trickery and lies and blindness stand in your way from Christ our Lord, or Christ our light. Truth, and he's the gospel. These are his living words. And so you need to allow yourself to be able to fall into oneness with what is the truth. Anything that you feel like you can't do in this hour, then God will help you overcome whatever the struggle is. Just don't be still and do nothing, but rise up and allow him to help deliver you from whatever the shortcoming might be. It might be finances, or maybe you are living in fear of what's being said. Maybe you feel like, well, then what she's saying is really not true. But again, I say to you, go to the Spirit of God. These are the warnings of God. And all down through the Bible, God always had his mouthpiece. He had the oracles of God, the prophets of God, to decree, declare, and proclaim that which is the truth, that we may not find ourselves in the destruction or the disaster, or even if anything does come, it won't overtake you, because you will have made a preparation, and the preparation is to make it from your within. Clear out that heart. Clear out that mind, erase the residues and all of the crumbs that just spill over that we overlook because we feel like they're crumbs, so they really don't matter. But all of these things matter in this hour. It's like an urgency. It's like a 911. It's like a quickly move, and prepare for I am. I am coming. And I struggle for a little while, you know, when God gives me certain things that I might not necessarily want to say, but I had to understand that at the end of the day, I have to face God. I have to hear from him what it is that he's going to say to me when I'm disobedient or defiant, because I'm afraid of the faces or the reactions or the response of the people. It's up to God to take care of your response. It's up to me to deliver what he said. It's like the mailman, you know, or the mailwoman. We only can come to deliver to your address what thus saith the Lord, and what you do with your mail after I walk away, you know, is basically up to you, and it's between you and God. And he that has an ear, in the book of Revelation, about 5 or 6 times, maybe 7 times, you know, throughout that scripture, that book is saying, he that has an ear, let him hear. Let him hear what? Let him hear what the Spirit of the living God is saying to you, the church. God is speaking to you, and he's saying individually, and what he's saying is corporate. He's speaking to all of us to prepare our hearts and to prepare our minds and to prepare our spirit for the coming of the Lord. It says in the word of God in the second chapter of Joel, in the first verse, you know, it said again, and in my holy mountain, let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. We should be in shaken in awe at what it is that God is saying. We shouldn't take any of these things that he's saying lightly, but he's going to literally shake everything that can be shaken. Anything that it can be moved that's not deeply rooted and grounded in the spirit of his truth through obedience to this word, there's a warning to you if you don't allow this word to cause you to get up from there and to prepare yourself and confront yourself and let go of all the yesterdays and yesteryears and yesterminutes. Let all of that stuff go. Eradicate it. Pull it up from the root. Speak to it. Command it. Decree it. If it won't leave, then you put that authority of God's word on it and command it to loose you and to let you go and to cause you to be made free. For I am the sons and the daughters of the true and living God. And because we are the servants of that same God, we come to serve, to give, to be about the Father's purpose and his will. And when we have things that is just harboring that we're holding on to in our heart, then we can't be free to be true servants as he's calling us to, because we have become inundated with what has happened to us in the past. And so we are allowing those to be chained and shackles and fetters on the heart of our mind to imprison us. And so you want to clean up and clean out and prepare for our soon coming king. That's just the word of the Lord. When we sound that trumpet in Zion in the land of the inhabitants, the soon coming king is about to approach us. So as we're occupying the space, or we're occupying the residence as dwellers in this earth, as humanity in this earth, God would that we all be saved. He would that we all come into repentance. He would that we all will let go of our old mindset and take on that which he is coming to bring us. God wants to give us something. He wants us to be able to live in the newness of his truth and not keep living in the old mindset of this world, but to occupy the newness through our spirit. As we trust God, he's going to give you what he desires for you to always have. So is it a warning of existence or an approaching danger or a dangerous condition of the heart of men? Is letting you know that God is not pleased with the condition of the heart of men. And that's what Joel, you know, was trying to get the people of God to see. You know, I'm sending a warning out to you for the day of the Lord, because he said to tell you that he's coming and he's going to judge your very heart. He's going to judge where you are. And he wants a space. He wants a place within you. But he's not going to kick the door down of your heart to make you surrender to him. But he does make himself available through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's a helper, the confidant. He will engage with you in whatever you're dealing with. He'll help you. He'll help strengthen you and fortify you to overcome those forms of darkness that lay upon us, which are systems that just hold us in captivity. He wants you to be set free, for the day of the Lord cometh. The word of the Lord says, for it is nigh. For the word of the Lord says, it is at hand. And so don't sit back and do nothing, but rise up from there and allow your voice to sound. You know, in the first chapter of Joel, I thought it was so powerful. The first verse, it says that the word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel, he says, hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Have this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Say, tell you your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. That which the palmer worm had left, have the locusts eaten, and that which the locusts have left, has the canker worm eaten, and that which the canker worm have left, have the caterpillar eaten. Awake, awake. He said, awake up from there, ye drunkards, and weep and howl, all ye drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. For a nation is come up upon my land, strong and without number. Those teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he hath the cheek teeth of a great lion. Wake up from there, because what is coming will literally destroy the things that are around you. You need to wake up. come into a place of repentance. Get your spirit and your heart right in the presence of God. Come back as the prodigal son, back to the Father today. Don't allow the palmer worm and the canker worm. Don't allow the locust. Don't allow the caterpillar or the things of this world to come to eat away at you from within as well as all of that around you. Don't let it come and possess and have rule. God has given us power over all things. And if we speak and believe this word, even as the alarm is being sounded unto you, even as this word is coming forth and giving you divine instruction on how to prepare and how to make ready and go within. Go within with the breath of God that is giving you life. You don't have life on your own. Life is given through the breath, which is God within you. The palpitation of your heart is living and moving. It's beating, it's having, it's being because the spirit breath, God, that lives within you. Has he been knocking at the door of your heart? Has he been shaking you, trying to get your attention? Has he spoken something on a license plate in front of you or maybe on a billboard on the side of the highway? Is what he's speaking to you maybe running across the top of the newspaper or maybe out of the mouths of babes? Is a perfected praise of God's truth being spoken through children? Is the rain that's falling from the sky and the beautiful trees that have its own expression of love, are the birds that sing it? God is speaking to us through everything. The word that I'm bringing is nothing new. Everything that God has ever wanted to say has always been said. There's nothing new under the sun in the book of Ecclesiastes. All that is always was. We have to pay attention. We have to hear the sounding of the alarm as we occupy in this earth as humanity. The Spirit of God is going to bring a state of visitation. A place of visitation in this place. He's going to visit us, and he's going to visit us from our hearts and in the land. And we have the power to change things, to transmute means to change, to transmute or transmutation. God is going to cause us to go from one form to another, and he wants us to reach that high plateau in that high mountain that he talks about in the holy mountain, in the spirit of who he is. God is speaking to us from love. He's always spoken to us from love. But God also has a righteous indignation that will rise up, and it will speak to this world. So I say to you today, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of God's truth is saying to you. Don't let it just fall on the ear, the natural ear, but let it penetrate into the depth of your spirit. So I say out to you today, those of you who have fallen away in the spirit of your heart and ability to believe that God is, and you desire as the prodigal son to come back home today, repent and turn from your ways and ask the Spirit of the living God to take you back into the power of his love. He never left you. It's us that walk away. He loves you. So today surrender to him and come back home and be a part of the family of God, to be protected by God and his angels and archangels and all that he has set in place to love and to protect us. He's going to pour out the best of who he is in all of us, that he will take back his rule and rulership in this earth by those who love him. So, God, I thank you on today that this living word will restore and replenish your people and bring them to a place to trust and believe you. For all words that are spoken are your words. May your words penetrate their heart. May your words build them up on every side, God. I thank you and praise you, and I love you on tonight. And those of you who have listened, move quickly. Move quickly according to the word of God. I want you to know that I love you. This is Rosalie with Blog Talk, giving you the best of my love. Good night.